It's the Major League Eating Podcast.
All right, everybody, it is the Major League Eating Podcast. Thanks so much for your support of Major League Eating. To find out more, majorleagueeating.com. So previous podcast, we spoke with Aaron. He's from he's from Iowa, and I'm actually originally from Minneapolis, born there. But my whole family is from outside of Philadelphia, South Jersey. Joining us, another South Jersey guy, Micah Wing Kong Collins, in the car. How are you, man?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm good. So let's start with this. I want to ask this because this is something that's a phenomenon that I don't know when this happened, but there are cities that are wing cities. So when I was a kid growing up in South Jersey, we'd go over to the Ribbit over in Cherry Hill across from the mall. You know, it was ribs. It wasn't really a wing town, but I came back, Philadelphia, South Jersey, the whole Delaware Valley is crazy for wings. When did this all happen?
I don't know. And we grew up there about the same time.
Right.
And I don't know when it hit. I didn't actually eat wings until college. So, and that's when I was at Delaware. So,
okay.
I don't know when it hit. It's kind of crazy.
It's phenomenal. I mean, you go to every pizza joint and they got wings now. So but that's a good thing. So let's talk a little bit about how you got into this. When did you get started?
I got started about 5 years ago. My first one was actually Wing Bowl. That's how I got the name Wing Kong.
Okay. What was it like to win your first competition? I mean, what did it feel like when you knew you were the winner?
It's kind of weird because you work a long time for it, and then you never really know when you're at a table when you got some of the bigger eaters like Joey and X and those guys, and you get at a table where you think you got a shot, and then it hits you when you win, and you're like, this is amazing. So I know what it's like to be those guys all the time, but only on a much smaller scale.
Yeah, no doubt. So now here's something that I find interesting about you. Is that, you know, you grew up in South Jersey, you're Delaware Valley through and through, but you're a Yankees and Giants fan. What's the deal with that? What is that?
That's a fair question. My mom grew up in North Jersey and was a diehard Yankee fan. so that one was just instilled from birth.
Okay.
And then the Giants, I really didn't follow football that much. Because I played football a lot through high school, college, and didn't watch a lot, believe it or not, and then just kind of latched on them when I started paying attention to it. And that's really it.
Yeah, so the Phil Sims era is when you kind of got hooked on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. One of these days, I'm going to turn you around. I might live in Portland, Oregon right now, but I'm a diehard Philadelphia sports fan. Just ask anybody who knows me. All right. So let's
I can respect that.
Okay. That's fair. So let's get to some nitty gritty right now. So you're heading down to the Charlotte qualifier for Nathan's seat at the table for the 4th of July up for grabs. I'm just gonna flat out ask it. Are you better than Crazy Legs Conti?
Yes, absolutely.
Would you like to expand on that?
I don't even think our numbers match this year. He's in the lower 20s. I actually just lost to Aaron, who you did the podcast with,
right?
27-28, and I didn't even feel I ate my best when I did it. So. And he ate great. I take nothing from that. I ate well. He ate great. I just didn't eat great. And I don't think Crazy is right now in the same league as I am.
Okay. Fair enough. So heading down to Charlotte, because we're getting close to the end here for the qualifiers, is there added pressure? Do you approach it a little bit differently, or do you just let it rip?
No, I let it rip every contest. I try to never hold back. This way I can't, walk away from a table and say, I should have did this. I should have did that. I should have pushed harder. Because then that just leaves excuses in your head, and I don't like to do that.
All right, so another guy in Charlotte's going to be Subic, and he got a three or four dog deduction in Pittsburgh for stuffing one of his cups full of dogs. Are we going to see more antics from Subic?
You never know with Brian. he's an admitted sloppy eater, and he takes his deductions like a man. He says, okay, it's two, fine. If it's three, it's fine. He knows it.
Right.
I don't. I just, I try to put myself at another level of eating so that even with or without those deductions, I'm ahead of those guys. So I don't even have to worry. They're just, you know, quibbling over second.
All right. Fair enough. I like that. Oh, man, you are from South Jersey. So let's talk about Grace Lee. Is she going to make it in the contest with more than 10 dogs?
I think she will. I really think she's going to put up a mid to low teen number. Like right. a 13, 14, or 15. I really think she can.
All right. That's fair enough. Fair enough. So now you went to the University of Delaware. Who's the greatest football alum from Delaware? Rich Gannon?
I didn't go to University of Delaware. I went to school in Delaware. I played for Wesley College.
Oh, okay. You played for Wesley College.
But,
right.
but as far as coming out of Delaware, yeah, absolutely Gannon.
Do you think Gannon or Joe Flacco?
I'd say Gannon. Flacco hasn't. Yeah, he's good, but we'll see. You're talking about an unproven guy right now.
Oh,
still hasn't done it yet.
On behalf of the people of Audubon, New Jersey, I'm just going to go ahead and say that you're wrong.
Okay.
No, you're right.
I could live with that. It wouldn't be the first time I've been wrong.
All right. Well, you know, you're right. You're right. Gannon was a stud. So, all right, I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
He's got the potential. Flacco's definitely got the potential. I just don't know if he's on the right team to do it.
Now, I would say that you trade the Eagles trade for him, get Joe Flacco back up to the Delaware Valley, and they got themselves at least three Super Bowls.
You might be looking at two Super Bowls.
Yeah.
You got to get rid of Reed, too, so I don't think that helps.
That's another discussion for another podcast.
All right.
Well, Micah, thank you so much for joining us. Look, South Jersey, I don't live in South Jersey anymore, but you know what? I'm a South Jersey boy. I'm so glad that you are that you're holding up the banner for all of us in South Jersey and the Delaware Valley, and we wish you the best of luck in North Carolina. I hope you get to the table in New York on the 4th of July, and suffice to say, this will not be the last time that you and I are going to be talking on a podcast. We appreciate you taking the time, brother.
Thanks a lot, man.